Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Radio Network, you're listening to the Angelic Realm Show here on another Monday, July 16th, 2018. I don't know where the year is going. This is Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We got a great show for you today with another Angel Practitioner Spotlight guest coming up shortly. But we're also a live call-in show, so give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember, that number is good for all of our shows all week long on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. 714-816-4628. Write it down, jot it down, stick it in your pad, stick it in your phone. And I'm going to bring on my fabulous co-host for Angelic Realms. She is a certified Master Angel Practitioner, certified Master Tarot Master as well, and teacher, writer. I could go on for days. Let's just bring her on, the other host of Angelic Realms, Maria G. Moss. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Dax. How are you today?
Oh, great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm enjoying the summer vacation from school, off for the summer. Today's a really hot one here on Long Island. It's very hot and humid, so I'm looking forward to going in my pool after the show is over today. And I'm really excited to talk to our guest. And I think anyone that listens to the show today is in for a real treat, because we have a really, really super interesting Angel Spotlight.
Absolutely.
Yes, for you all today.
Yes, yes. But we will be taking your calls as well. So give us a ring. You can also join us in the chat room live at psychictalk.net/live. And you'll find the player on there to listen to the show. Just scroll down below the player, get into the chat room with us, because you can ask us questions in the chat room as well. I'm in there with Sharona and with Maria. And we're going to go to the guests in just a second. Oh, you know, we're in the monsoon weather here, Maria. So, you know, it's bright and sunny today. Yesterday it was pouring and rain everywhere and slick streets. And oh, my God, it's just crazy right now. You know, the kind of weather that we're going through here in Tucson in Arizona. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, just real quickly that. You know, you were talking about, you know, being off from school. I kind of feel the same way, because we've kind of adopted a relaxed schedule here on Psychic Talk Radio for July and August. We'll be back to our full schedule in September, but some of the shows are on hiatus. The Tuesday show, the Friday show. The Friday show is going to be coming back, though, in August. Tuesday show comes back in September. The other shows, we're doing shows every other week instead of weekly, and it's really freeing up a lot of time for me. I'm back into my life coaching studies, my hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming studies, and boning up on all that, and it's just been really great. So it's every once in a while, we pop on with a show, and they've been all great shows during this, you know, relaxed summer schedule here. You can check it out at psychictalk.net/summer. We'll give you all the details, what's going on with the relaxed schedule. And, of course, you can always find all our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. So I'm going to let you introduce our guest, because our guest is a former student of yours. She's graduated from two of your courses, And so there's a lot to talk about. Take it away there, Maria.
Oh, yes, there's so much. And I just want to mention before I actually introduce her, to remind folks to, you know, call in and make sure you get in on the switchboard. You press that number 1 after you dial the call-in number, mm-hmm. which is 714-816-4628, because you're going to get a chance to speak with our lovely guest today, and she's very graciously offered to do some free mini readings for our callers. So when you do call in, don't hang up, because you'll lose your spot in the queue. We do take the calls in the order they are received. So again, it's 714-816-4628. Okay, so now let me tell you about Sharona Rapsik. She is an angel practitioner and a tarot reader. She lives in Manhattan, New York City, which is sometimes known as the Big Apple. Living there has given her many opportunities to express herself and wear many hats. She is a fashion designer, makeup artist for fashion, film, and TV, and she also is the owner and operator of a spa. And she'll tell us a bit more about that. I'm really excited to hear what she does with that. Sharona is also known as the Gypsy Fashionista, because in addition to designing gypsy-inspired clothing and accessories, she has always offered a little something extra. Throughout her 30-year-plus experience in the fashion and beauty business, her tarot cards have been forever present in her pocket, enabling her to be an ever-ready psychic coach to a very diverse group of clients. And although she would never disclose names, she has done readings for celebrities, sports figures, and even politicians. But she especially loves doing readings for just everyday people like you and I, because we and you often need help, okay? And we also have the potential of becoming the superstars of tomorrow. Sharona is dedicated to helping, teaching, and coaching people about the magic of angel power. So without further ado, let's welcome Sharona Rapsik to Angelic Realms Radio.
Yay, Sharona.
Hey, hello, Sharona. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It's a great honor. And, I'm so happy to be here.
And we're delighted to have you here. You're a great energy, Sharona. I'm so happy to have you as a member of the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners. I am so honored to have had you as a student and a graduate of my courses, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, and Mastering the Art of Angel Oracle and Tarot Card Reading. And I am so excited to talk to you today. And I know Dax is as well. We were talking in the green room, and it was so many fun things that were coming up that we were talking about. And we're like, okay, this is really going to be a fun show, right, Dax?
Yeah, we got to talk about this on the show. I kept thinking, you know, <'cause> nobody's hearing us now. We're in the green room here, you know, and you know, not only all of that great stuff, and Sharona's a member of the IAP, and you know, certified from our courses and everything like that. So much to talk about. But she's also coming on board onto the Psychic Talk Radio Network as a roving co-host. She's going to be doing some shows, getting her feet wet as a radio host. I think that's exciting.
I love it. So they're in for a real treat, because they're going to get a lot more of Sharona.
A lot more, yes. Absolutely. And you can visit her page. Her page is already up on psychictalk.net. Go over to psychictalk.net/Sharona. It's S-H-A-R-O-N-A as in apple, H as in house. So it's psychictalk.net/Sharona. You can read about her. You can contact her. You can see her picture. It's all right there on psychictalk.net.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Well, my mission all my life has been turning people on to angel power and telling everyone that we're supposed to shine. We're made of stardust. And when you work and talk to your angels, life is fabulous.
I love that. That is so nice. And how did you get started working with angels? When did it all begin for you, Sharona?
I don't know. It was very, very natural. It came to me as a child. I was kind of a spooky little girl where I knew things. When I would go to school, people would think I was cheating on the test. But I had this connection with higher vibrational beings and powers that were communicating with me. And it's been something which I've been able to connect with. I even also with cards. I remember the first time that I touched a regular deck of playing cards, there was something that turned on inside of me where I could see the colors and the numbers. And it's been a gift that I've carried with me all my life. There were times when I got really quiet about it because I kind of, you know, didn't want to talk about it too much when I was a little kid. But as I got older, and particularly once I got involved as a fashion designer and a cosmetics executive, I started bringing in this gift of angels. So as you were saying, all the time that I was working in what seemed like a very unspiritual industry, spirit was there with me. And I've got my tarot cards, and in my heart and my mind, I've got my angels.
Awesome. And how, I know you said from when you were a child, they helped give you answers on tests and things like that. How did the angels communicate with you when you were young? Like, in what way did the angelic beings come through to you? And how is that maybe different now, or is it the same? Can you tell us about that?
It's primarily the same. I would just, I would ask a question either aloud or in my mind, and I would get an answer. And that continues to happen. I mean, it's almost like tapping into an internet. And I remember even as a little kid, I would say, you know, what is this? And I don't know, right? It came out of the blue, the word angels. And it was very clear to me. They spoke to me and they said, you must always call us angels. And I never forgot that, you know. And this was back a long time ago when we had TV with only three channels. And I got the mm-hmm. message that it was really important to speak to these beings or vibrations, to call them angels, because I got the message you need to dial into the right channel. So I teach people a lot about angel power, but I always tell them, make sure you call it angels so that you get the most reliable connection, you know, kind of like an internet browser. You know, you go on your Safari or your Chrome, and because you know that's a more reliable channel. And there's definitely answers. For me, it generally comes through in the terms of knowing something. But sometimes mm-hmm. I get pictures too, and everyone, it comes through a little bit differently, but it's mm-hmm. there.
I'm glad you clarified that, because that's what I was going to ask you to clarify, how it was coming through to you exactly. And I like what you said about make sure you call them angels, because I really believe firmly in the power of words, especially when a word is spoken out loud, because everything has a vibration to it. And just by calling an angel, especially when you call one by name, you're sending those vibrations out into the universe. Okay, so, you know, what you are saying, you know, the different names of the angels have different meanings. So when we say Archangel Raphael, we're saying God heals, healing of God. So we're actually putting that energy out there just from saying the words. You can just think it too, and definitely our thoughts have vibrations as well. We know that. But all the more powerful when it's spoken out loud. I think that is a great thing. that you brought up. So what made you decide to get certified and doing, work with angels and with your tarot and everything else? Why did you become certified?
Well, I love to study. I am a lifelong student, and I knew that I would be using the work professionally, so mm-hmm. it's just a natural progression to become certified. And I think, as you were saying, it puts out a message to the universe. When we become certified, it's really taking, really kind of owning that title, and embracing it. So for me, certification is, it's just a natural thing.
Awesome. Dax, I don't want to take up all the airtime here. I know that you probably have questions for Sharona too, or are you busy behind the scenes, and would you prefer me to just carry on?
I'm enjoying just listening. One thing I would ask Sharona, in addition to the certification, which, that's an interesting topic because, here's somebody that's been doing this since childhood, but then also now sees the value of getting certified. The other thing that I would ask that kind of goes in conjunction with that is why you decided just recently to jump onto radio and become a radio host. I think that's fascinating as well.
Yes.
Well, I have been, ever since I came to New York, I've read at psychic fairs and bookstores and metaphysical centers. And there's an interesting thing that is happening in this part of the country. We are moving there's less and less bookstores. There are less and less actual physical places to do your work. And mm-hmm. I was just really intrigued by the fact that this group, the association, they're on the internet. And, it's a brand new way of working and finding customers as the brick and mortar places, as they call them, are disappearing. And the fact that you can work with customers and clients that are all over the world. So that was another reason why I embraced your association. All part of the learning process and all part of the evolutionary process that we're all going through.
Thank you, Sharona. And Sharona is referring to the International Association of Angel Practitioners, IAAP. And if you can find out more about all of the benefits of membership, because the International Association of Angel Practitioners was formed to educate and support spiritual entrepreneurs worldwide. Just go to angelpractitioners.com/IAAP. That's angelpractitioners.com/IAAP. And you can find out the whole list of benefits. And I think we still have that really awesome deal on the annual membership. I believe is it $47 a year now, Dax?
It's half price right now. It's half price,
yeah,
$47 for the entire year. And Sharona's right. I mean, everything is going online. And, mm-hmm. Even if we did have hundreds of metaphysical bookstores still, or even Barnes & Noble, which they're all gone. I think we have I think we have one here in Tucson. I think we have one Barnes & Noble still up in the northeast section of town, but they're all going away. But even if they weren't, let's say we had a lot of physical locations still. That's perfectly fine. It's a great way to work and a great way to, meet people, meet new clients, things like that. The psychic fairs still go on. in physical locations. But why limit yourself to one location geographically when you can have clients from around the world? You know, I've done some, only recently have I done some local readings with some people here in person. Most of the time I'm reading for somebody that's, you know, in Denver or New York, or they're in Helsinki, or they're in Paris, or they're in London. And it's fantastic. It's opened up a huge world. And then also the platform of radio, you know, we know Maria because we've been doing it for, I've been doing it for 10 years almost. Maria's been, I think I'm in my ninth year. Maria, you've been doing it at least 6 years, six, 7 years.
Yes.
And it's a great platform to reach that worldwide audience over and above just, you know, putting a website out there or something like that. The saying used to go, if you build it, they will come, you know, Field of Dreams, things like that. It doesn't work that way online. You know, you have a website out there. No one knows it exists unless you tell people that it exists. And there's so many, you know, ways to do that with social media. And of course, the big thing is Google search, you know, and them finding you. But that's difficult. It takes a long time to build up that kind of traffic. But if you do a podcast or you do a radio show and couple that with also being on larger websites that have a lot more traffic, like angelpractitioners.com and like psychictalk.net and my other website, tarotguild.org, that's how you can get seen and get noticed, you know. And being a radio host is it's like publishing a book. It raises you up to that next level above practitioner. Now you're the expert. You're seen that way.
You're the master teacher.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. So, well, we have our switchboard is beginning to fill up, and I'm glad that we have a number of people with their hands raised already. Those of you that have your hand raised to come on the air and get a chance to chat with Sharona and get a quick mini reading, don't hang up because we do take those calls in the order they are received. Okay, and we still have more space on the switchboard if anyone else wants to call in. We'll be going to call shortly. It's number is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And remember to press the number 1 on your dial pad or click number 1 on your Skype pad if you want to be brought live on air. And we'll be going to your call shortly. I would love for you, Sharona, to tell everyone a bit about what differentiates your work, you and your work, from that of other angel practitioners. And, you know, I would like to hear about your spa that you own and operate, and, you know, all of the other work that you do with your fashion and makeup and so forth. Let's hear about that.
Well, besides reading the tarot, I also work with crystals. So I give when I do a reading, I recommend crystals. I also am an aromatherapist. And my whole thing is I love whether, you know, when I was a makeup artist or when I had the spa where I was pampering people and making them look and feel better, my word was shine. And I would say, you know, we're here with bits of stardust, with stars. And you, when you shine your light, you enable everyone else to shine their light. And this is what we, I love encouraging people. I love encouraging them to shine, whether it's in their business or practices or, you know, just looking and feeling great. I think we're all kind of earth angels and reminding people of that. And I found that even when I was doing makeup for film and TV. Everyone, they want this, and they need to be reminded, you know. So I would say shine. You know, you're an earth angel, and go for it. And you've got angel power behind you.
That's so awesome. And I know you incorporate all of this into your spa services. What, can
yeah,
you tell us a bit about the spa, where it is, and what type of services you offer?
Well, I primarily do one-on-one services. I work only with holistic natural ingredients and that are, you know, balanced with the power of essential oils and crystals, so all good things from the earth. And so I do facials, I do makeup lessons, and I always finish every session. If people are, and most people are into that, I will give them a one-card reading with either my angel deck or my tarot deck. So there's just many different avenues that I'm able to help people. So I always tell people, my spa is called Spa Holistica, and I tell them it's not just physical services, but spiritual services too, because that's what makes it holistic.
That is awesome. And before we go to calls, and we're going to go very shortly now because we're almost at the bottom of the hour, can you quickly give people a little bit of an idea about what's the experience for you working with us here at angelpractitioners.com and the IAAP, you know, what that's been like for you so far?
Well, I absolutely love the training. I mean, I have been, you know, one of the things that I was able to do through my other work, I was able to travel and study with many people. But you offer the most fabulous training. There were things, I mean, the way that you put it together, that it's not just knowledge, but it's also practical, how to use it, whether you're going to use it for yourself or in a business. I mean, there's just so many facets to the training that is offered through the IAAP. I love the fact that you offer mentoring, and I love the fact that it's part of a community. One of the ways that I have been able to be successful in what I've done, I'm a great believer in networking, and there's so much to be said as far as being part of a community where we're all boosting each other up and promoting each other. I always feel that if when you promote somebody else, three things come back to you. So there's so much to be offered in terms of the community that is available through IAAP. In fact, I always say that if I was to give you a rating, I would say instead of 5 stars, it would be 5 angels.
Ah, that is so nice. Thank you so much, Sharona. And I totally agree with you. I feel so blessed to have you now as a member and have you on board with us, and also have you as a part of the our radio show network, because you have so much to share and offer. You have such a great energy about you. You're very sophisticated, and you're very calming at the same time. You're very uplifting personality, and you have a lot of knowledge, a wealth of knowledge to share with everyone, and I know that this is, you know, I feel that you're going to be with us, with the IAAP, for a long, long time, many years to come, and I look forward to continue working with you, and it was absolutely a pleasure having you in class, and it's almost the bottom of the hour, and the switchboard is filling up. We're going to go to these calls. I know Dax has a couple of announcements to make right now before we go to calls. He'll tell us about the upcoming shows and things like that, whatever's going on, and about our fabulous Summer 44 sale. Right, Dax?
Absolutely. So we've got a couple of our courses on sale you can get Maria's Certified Angel Practitioner course that Sharona went through that we're talking about right now. It originally retailed for $297. The regular price you're going to find on angelpractitioners.com is $197. That's what it's retailing for now. But we have it on sale for summer. Are you ready? $44. Just $44. Yes, it's an incredible steal. You can only find it on the Psychic Talk website at psychictalk.net/summer44 because it's our $44 sale. Summer 44. It actually started with July 4th. The 4th of July here in the United States, Independence Day, we said, hey, let's use that number 4. You know, it's an angel number, 444, master number, 44. And we decided to continue the sale a little bit longer. It's at psychictalk.net/summer44, sizzling summer sale, and you can grab that $297 course for just $44. In addition to that, you can learn tarot and numerology together at the same time in my Tarot by the Numbers course on the Tarot Guild website. And it's the first and only course of its kind. You learn tarot and numerology side by side, online and self-paced. And in addition to that, you get a free membership in the Tarot Guild. You also get certified as a tarot reader and or a numerologist if you want. It's an option. You can just learn tarot and numerology for yourself with the course, and maybe you don't plan on practicing as a professional, but if you want to, I'm including it, which includes another $297 course, but also our regular membership at the Guild. And it's also the certified tarot reader level alone is $47, and you're going to get all that for $44. Same place, psychictalk.net/summer44. I'm also offering live private tarot readings, and it includes your numerology via Skype, phone, Facebook call, text messaging, you know, like Facebook Messenger or email for only $44 also. And that's $50 off my normal rate for a live session that you'll find on my page, psychictalk.net/DAX. Only here on this page can you get it for just $44, $50 off. psychictalk.net/summer44. And then I'm going to go over to the upcoming shows page, psychictalk.net/upcoming, and let you know some of the shows that are coming up this week. We've got Soul Sisters with Sue Schumacher and Ann Enola on Thursday, and they're doing an open line show. So it's anything you want to talk about, and you can call in for readings as well. And then Saturday, July 21st, Psychic Saturdays, we're going to have open lines and readings as well, plus a lot of fun. We do something called the Psychic Spin, where we look at stuff in the news with a psychic eye, myself and my co-host, Mary Brown. And then Wednesday, July 25th, we continue our journey through the Tarot Minor Arcana, and that Wednesday we're going to be talking about the fours, my co-host Janet Boyer and myself, on Wednesday, July 25th. So that's some of the things coming up, and you'll find it all at psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's all I got, Maria.
That's awesome. So I'm looking forward to some new students signing on with our courses like we've had for the summer. It's a great time to enroll, and if you don't want to get involved with the course right now, it's perfectly fine, too, because these are all pre-recorded audio files that you download and listen to on demand, and we have all our handouts, and you have us available online for coaching and mentoring throughout. We're always available, Dax and I, online. And you mm-hmm. have, there's lots of new students that are just signed up in these courses. So whether you, you know, jump on board now or you buy it just to take advantage of a sale and hold off and take it later, you know, that's another option too. And also I want to point out that the Certified Angel Practitioner course, you are not required to become certified. That's just there for you if you
yes.
want it. You know, it's a great foundation course for anybody that wants to learn how to bring angels into their life and work. And I
that's
also
the
want
same
to
thing
my
with
book.
My course.
Right. And I want to mention my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. It's available on the publisher's website, Balboa Press, in a variety of ebook formats and paperback. And it's also available, you know, on very popular places like Amazon.com and things like that. So if
mm-hmm.
you don't have time to get involved in a course right now, you might want to pick up a copy of the book, because in the book I cover a lot of stuff that I that is covered in the course. So it's it's actually a companion guide to the course.
Right, right. But Maria, mm-hmm. I wanted to mention that reaffirm what you just said, because that's a really good point. I know some people are traveling for summer and things like that, and they might be listening to mm-hmm. Listening to the shows, but they're like, well, I can't get involved with the course right now. Well, you can wait till September, October, November to start the course, but grab it while it's on sale now, because I got to tell you, it's never, ever, either one of these courses, they're never going to be this low again.
No, this is the lowest they've ever been, and it was just an inspired moment that we both had, and we said, hey, let's, you know, make it 44 for the 4th, and that's how it started, and we decided to carry mm-hmm. it on through the rest of the summer because we got such a great response. So, but it's not going to last. When the summer's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely. So do you want to bring on the phone calls, Maria? I know you're on the switchboard.
Oh, sure. I absolutely can do that. Sharona, are you ready to start going to the callers and do some mini
meetings? I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Awesome. I'm going to start with the person that's been on hold the longest. And actually, they're in my neck of the woods. I see area code 631. Hi, 631. You're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What is your name?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Nicole from Long Island, because I know 631
yes.
is Long Island, because that's where I am. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Sharona Rapsik. Go ahead, Sharona.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sharona. Hello.
Hello.
I would like to know if you can pick up anything as far as if I have already applied for my next job.
Okay. Okay. You've applied, so you've sent out resumes.
Yeah,
and,
I've sent out resumes.
Have you heard back?
No. So, you know, I do feel that, you know, I'm very qualified for the ones that I submitted, but I haven't heard anything yet, especially for one that I really wanted. It's been a month and a half now, and I'm just wondering what's going on a little bit.
Okay. Well, I would send it out again. You know, I'm kind
okay.
of getting that that maybe there was, it didn't go through or it got misplaced. But definitely I would send it out again. I'm also feeling the Archangel Ariel around you. So it's definitely about money coming in.
Okay.
And getting your wish. The first card that came up was the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card. But what I'm seeing is send out that resume again. You got to keep working it. It might have gotten lost or
okay.
You know, just keep at it. Don't give up. You know, just keep,
okay. I won't.
You know,
definitely
keep
not,
following
yeah.
it. Back. You know, send it again. Don't be afraid to
okay.
do that.
Okay. So maybe something soon, you know, if I keep sending out resumes, even, you know, even if I haven't applied for my job yet, maybe are you picking up anything that I'll be working soon, like maybe by the end of August, if I stay persistent?
What I'm picking, what I'm picking up is probably something that would be full time would be in the fall. But
no,
there's something really wonderful that's coming to you, and the important thing is just don't give up. Don't.
Okay.
I mean, the fact that you haven't heard back doesn't mean that anything on your end. You just have to keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You validated that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling today, Nicole. Angel blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That was a wonderful call. Now we're going to move on. We have a Skype caller on hold here. And let me bring our Skype caller on the line. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What is your name and where are you calling from today?
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York.
Stacy from New York. Okay, Stacy, you're on the air. And our wonderful guest.
It's New York Day, ladies. Everybody's in New York except for me. I'm out here in Tucson by myself. You guys are all in New York.
Oh, wow. So how's it going out there, Jack?
Oh, gosh. It's so nice out here. I do have to say that.
Oh, good. Okay. In New York, we have a lot of hot weather going on.
Very.
Yes.
And with thank God for air conditioning and swimming pools.
Yes. Yes.
What would
we
do? It's
supposed to be 100 degrees tomorrow, so let's enjoy it.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to think about that.
Yep.
Okay, Sharona, go ahead, hon.
Okay. So I have a question. I want to join a credit union. So because it's going to help me obtain a personal loan so I can kind of get out of this little financial rut that I'm in with the IRS. And I'm trying to decide between two credit unions, one that begins with the letter M and the other one that begins with the letter P. So what do you pick up?
Okay. P popped into my head, the letter P.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that that would be good one to go with.
Okay.
But I'm also picking up, you got to, it's kind of like you're going to have to work it a little bit, not to get discouraged with them. But that's the one that begins with the P, the one to go with.
Okay. All right, so I'll go with them. Okay, the letter P works then.
And anything else? Any?
Yes. Do you think they will be, once I apply for this personal loan, do you think they would give it to me? My credit is pretty good right now.
Yeah, what I'm getting is you're going to have to keep working with them. You might have to submit a lot of paperwork and rework it. You know, I'm getting that there's, bring it all together. You're going to have to kind of finesse it and rewrite it. But once it clicks, it's all going to be good. But don't get upset if it isn't automatic. Hang in there and work it.
All right. I will do that. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling today, Stacy, and I hope the reading has helped you, and I hope you continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio and give us a call again.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right. Angel blessing.
I will.
Okay. Wow, great call, Sharona. Okay, we're moving on now here. I'm going to go.
Maria?
Yes, Dax.
Just for a second before we go to the next call, you know, you just said Angelic Realms Radio and it popped in my head. We should mention that Angelic Realms is going to go on hiatus for a couple of months. Want to tell everybody about that?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, with the summer and with, you know, things busy and trying to fit in some time to do some extra projects on the side and things like that, making the most of the summer to taking advantage of also the good weather and all, I decided to take the rest of the summer off from the Monday shows. And that in October, we're going to resume our regular bi-monthly broadcasts. We're on twice a month, and it's going to be first and third Sundays. We're switching to Sundays. We're going to have a brand new day. This is going to be the first time since I've been doing the radio shows on a regular weekly basis even. It's always been Mondays, but now we're going to switch to Sundays, and we're going to be the first and third Sundays starting in the month of October of 2018, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. So that's this October. Angelic Realms Radio will be back with a brand new day and time, Sundays, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to continue to have interesting topics for you, anything that has to do with angels and spiritual entrepreneurship and that kind of thing. And we'll also continue having our angel practitioner spotlight guests, like we have Sharona today. So we're going to continue with all of that. So we're taking a short hiatus, and we'll be back in October with that. But I do plan to pop on and do some impromptu 30-minute shows where I will take calls for mini readings and things like that and have little short topics to discuss as well. They'll be unplanned, but I will post them on Facebook, which is where I post most of our show information. I will create an event, and if you happen to be available and you want to call in and listen to the show and get a quick reading, you know, I'll be happy to chat with you. And that will be, just like I said, impromptu, and that will be aired through our other blog talk channel that we used to air Angelic Realms Radio through. Angelic Realms Radio was a whole network, and we had our own separate channel. But then we kind of all moved over here to the Psychic Talk Radio Network. But I'm going to use that old channel sporadically here and there throughout the summer. Wherever I feel inspired by the angels, to just pop on and do a couple of a few impromptu 30-minute shows. So that'll be coming up. So, you know, follow me on Facebook so you'll find out about this. Join our public Facebook group, Angelic Realms. And you'll, you know, keep in touch with all of that. And I'm Maria G. Maas, M-A-A-S, on Facebook. You can find me there. And I have another Facebook group also called Tarot, Angels, and Spirituality. You can find me there. So all of those places you'll be able to find information about these shows. And I'll also pop them on Twitter, my Twitter account, which is at Mystic Insights. There's all kinds of places that you can find them if you're on social media. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to mention, thank you for reminding me about that.
Yeah, we'll be posting it on our Angelic Realms group on Facebook. You can search for Angelic Realms. It's angelpractitioners.com/Facebook. We'll take you right over there. Also, psychictalk.net/Facebook will take you to our Facebook group for the network. And we'll post it there as well when you do the impromptu shows. One last thing. Speaking of impromptu shows, we decided to do a show in 2 weeks from today, Monday the 30th. Sharona is going to be my guest co-host, and we're going to do a live open line show on a Monday, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, in just 2 weeks, Monday, July 30th. I'm excited, Sharona.
Awesome. Ooh, awesome. Great.
Awesome.
I may call in for a reading. I may be one of your callers that day if I'm available. I'd love to get a mini reading. I haven't had one in a long time.
Awesome.
Cool. All righty. So shall we go back to taking some calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Let's see. Who do we have on hold the longest here? Area code 678. Hi, 678. You're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What's your name, and where are you calling from today?
Hi. My name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Georgia.
From where?
And I would like to, from Georgia.
Georgia. Is Sonia, did you say Sonia or Tanya?
Sonia.
S-O-N-Y-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sonia from Georgia. How can we help you today?
I'm calling to ask, I've had a lot of deaths lately in the last past 4 months, and I just want to know if you see anyone coming through for me.
There you go, Sharona.
Okay. Well, the message that I'm getting is I'm not dead. That your loved ones, they're there with you. Have you tried talking to your loved ones? They're not,
yes, ma'am.
They're not dead on the physical plane, but you can talk to them on the spiritual plane. And I'm getting the message, I'm not dead. I'm much better now. And I'm learning something on the other side, and I'm available to help you. So definitely talk to your loved ones. You probably can feel them there. They're right beside you.
And
I
can sometimes. Yes, ma'am, I can sometimes. I just don't know who it is that's there, but I can feel someone.
With someone, they love you very much. I'm getting. It's a group of people. It's not just one person, male and female. So what you might want to do is communicate.
I put
them
on hold. There's a lot of background noise. I'm sorry. I want you to continue speaking. I'll bring it back on in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Should I bring it back? Okay. I'm sorry, Sonia. There was a lot of background noise on your line. Are you there?
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm,
okay.
I'm here.
Go ahead. It's quieter now. Did you hear
Yeah, they're definitely Yeah, they're definitely there. What you can do is ask them who is here with me, and you will get an answer. If it's, you know, if you want to know who it is, they will let you know. But you have, it's a whole circle of people, and they want to help you and share with you the knowledge that they are learning on the other side.
Sonia and Sharona, may I jump in for a minute? This is Maria Moss. I'm getting a CH initial, CH initials. And it's either CH like Charles or CH somewhere. It could be first and last initial.
CH.
CH.
My husband was JH.
Getting C and H. I'm not sure if it's together, C-H like Charles, or if it's C and H. I see C and H.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that might give you some, you know, if you just let it resonate, you know, with you later, you know, just, you know, kind of just think of C-H and see what pops up. That may give you some insight into the person that's been around you. Okay? And I feel like this person is with a dog. Maybe H is initial of a person, and you know, and C is the initial for the dog, or vice versa, because I'm getting the two letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a dog with the person, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat. I just really have to think.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I said I just really have to think.
Okay, yeah. This, you know, you said something about an H, so I don't know who popped into your head first when you said the H.
Well, my husband's initials are J and H. His name was James Hardiman.
A J and an H, you're saying, is your husband. Okay.
Yes.
Was there a dog around him? Could there be a dog around him that may have had the C initial?
Because
I feel a dog with the person. All right.
I really don't know. I have to think. Because
okay.
All
right. It could be a dog from childhood that he had or something. You know, just take that with you. Let it. You know, it'll come to you if it's connected to you. Okay. Alrighty, Sharona, anything else? Because we're going to go on to the next caller.
No, I'm picking up the CH too, and I'm picking up the word church. It might have was the person associated with the church.
Not that I know of. No, ma'am.
Okay. All righty then. So, Sharona, did you finish answering the question that we, because we cut into this? Were you finished?
Yes.
Okay, because I cut in on you, so I just want to make sure you were finished before I go on to the next caller. All right, Sonia, I hope this helps you. You know, think about it. Let it sit a little while, and possibly more will come for you. The H initial, you know, you said you felt that was, you know, your husband right away. I would go with that and think about either a CH in somebody else's name or another C separately from the H, and it could be a dog, okay? All righty, then.
Okay.
I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling today. Angel blessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maria,
okay.
There's also a question in the chat room from Great Being.
There is. Okay, what is it? I'm not in there right at the not looking in there at the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Just scroll up a bit. It's from Great Being.
Great Being. Oh, I see it. Okay. It says, "Hello. May I have a reading? A very dear friend of many years has been struggling in his life for a while, taking turn in a different direction after he started a relationship a while ago. I know we all have to follow our paths, but he has been coming in and out of my life for the past 7 months due to his relationship. Do you see a friendship renewal in the future? I keep hoping and thinking he's finally going to get away from this person, but I guess until he reaches a no turning back point. Bless you." Okay, so what are you getting on that, Sharona, for Great Being in the chat room?
Okay. Definitely a past life relationship. Someone that you've known before is calling to you, but there's also someone else out there too. And not to let this particular person there's a new person out there that you also need to be aware of. And that could be the most perfect relationship as far as what you're looking for. But I'm getting that you have a lot, there's at least two relationships out there, but one of them is a brand new one. And it's someone who will make you feel very, very happy, someone who's very different from this person that you know from the past relationship.
Oh, wow. So how does that sound to you, Great Being? Give us a note in the chat room. How does that sound to you that there's another potential love relationship
exciting.
On the horizon? Yes, I think that's exciting. Sometimes
we have to let go of
the old and to let in the new.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dak.
Right. I was just going to say, you know, while we're waiting to hear back, we can always go on to another call.
Oh, well, she has responded. She says,
okay,
yes, I understand. It's been wearing on me. Okay, thank you for the question, Great Being. We appreciate your validation as well. We're going to continue on. Go ahead, Dax. You can bring on the next caller.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller that's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 347. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Katie calling from New York.
Another New York call. You're talking with Sharona. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sharona.
Hello, New York.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to attract a new job or attract jobs and money. And I got a new job, but I haven't gotten a start date. It's been a couple of weeks. And I'm wondering why. I think I have a reason, know why, but I'm just wondering, what are you picking up? Or is it a good fit? Or
is the job? Okay, because I'm getting two questions. You want to know why you haven't heard back, and also you're saying, is this job a good fit, correct?
Yeah. Well, I have the position. I just didn't get the start date yet.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be terribly concerned that you haven't heard back from them. It's we just came off of like a new moon, and things are like kind of moving slowly. So I think you will be hearing back from them. I think you'll be happy with the position, but I'm also picking up that maybe in the fall there might be another opportunity opening up for you, which is more in keeping with what you wanna, what your mission in life is. That this job that you're, you know, this one that you were talking about, the immediate one, that's like a job. But
yeah,
I'm feeling an energy around you that there's a greater mission of something that that you want to do. And you need to also tune into that too. It might be something that you can do together with a job. I'm reading like a tremendous, are you a healer? Do you do anything with healing? I'm getting a tremendous healing energy off of you.
No, I want to get into law, but I also am into like cakes and chocolate.
Well, that chocolate is very healing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I want to share my joy.
You have a lot of, they're just like, you know, there's like sparkles all around you. You have tremendous resources that you can draw on. And I think you'll definitely hear back from this job, but it's going to be a job. I mean, there's greater things that you can do, and
yeah,
don't give up on those. Chocolate sounds great. Healing chocolate, especially. Yeah.
Oh, guys. No, I agree. I'm taking a test next week. So I'm thinking that maybe subconsciously, I don't know if I'm not ready this far yet because I want to just study. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking something like that. That may be why it's been prolonged.
Yeah, you might.
That's
kind
so
of
interesting,
like, know that this isn't right and pushing it away for something better.
Sharona, I got the Page of Wands, and that's often a card of studying, and that was what I was picking up on, is that she's studying and taking tests and things like that. It's so funny. Just a little corroboration there, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if it was like, are they picking somebody else, or like what in the world is the hold up?
It's
yeah,
looking good.
You know,
from what
something
I'm
better.
Getting.
But yeah. I mean, you can do anything, and you can also multitask too. So whatever you do, don't give up on your chocolate. Keep doing that too.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting because I'm getting all these good cards. I'm getting great cards for you, Katie, you know, but but as things progress along in this spread that I pulled, towards the end, there's some kind of unexpected happenstance, and then 6 months from now, there's a change. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm getting the nostalgia card, going back to something that, you know, that from your past, or something that you really love to do, which might be the chocolate, you know. So, I see this is going to happen for you with the J-O-B, the muggle job, you know. But in the future, I agree with Sharona. There's something else coming down the pike here and complete shift in about 6 months.
Okay, well, I'm open to it. I'm open to positive opportunities.
Yay.
Well,
thanks
thank
for the call,
you.
Katie.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Fabulous.
Wow. And I think, can you believe we're at the bottom? We're at the top of the hour. It's already 3:05.
It just blew by. It just blew by. We do have one more call I want to try to get to that's also from Long Island. And maybe we can squeeze them in and then we can end the show here. We've got area code 631. Hello, caller,
yes,
are you there?
Hi.
What's
your
name?
This is Suzanne. I was just wondering when you see me meeting my significant other relationship.
There you go, Sharona.
Okay.
Significant other.
Well, you have been really concentrating on your finances and work and everything, and those are all getting in order. And what I'm getting is now you need to make the effort. You know, you need to meet that significant other. You have to. It's almost going to be kind of like sending out resumes and, you know, looking for a job. But there definitely is a significant other out there who is worth waiting for. Timing-wise, this is a good time. But I'm also getting the message to make the effort. Are you making an effort to meet somebody?
Here and there, I've gone online. I mean, I can't make any more effort than that. You know what I mean? Like,
keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. The I know people have met a lot of people who are online. Also, you know, going to, you know, events, going to parties and everything. So I'm getting this thing, you know, make the effort. And when
I really don't
somebody,
get invited to a lot of parties and stuff. You know, it's like,
well,
I don't
want to
chase. I don't
want to
chase it anymore. I want it to come like at the 7-Eleven or something. I mean, I go out, I get out there, you know. It's like,
well, you know, go to things like, are there museums? And I'm also getting a thing about school. Do you take classes? You know, just kind of fun type classes and meeting people there.
Yeah, there's meetup.com. There's, you know, find people with like-minded interest on meetup.com. I mean, there's a ton of meetups in the New York area, Long Island in New York. Oh, my God. You know, I love the idea of museums.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it all goes back, you know, Maria and Sharona, you know, it goes back to what Sharona said about making the effort, you know, and I know Suzanne thinks she's making the effort, but there's a lot more she could be doing. I mean, tons more she could be doing to get out there. But anyway, we got to run. We got to run because it's the end of the show. Maria, you want to wrap things up?
Absolutely. I want Sharona to let everyone know where they can get in touch with her and either come visit her on location in New York City at her spa or visit her online. How can people get a hold of you, Sharona?
Oh, and
well,
I want to put
I am
Sharona
on the website.
Sharona, let me throw out there that Sharona has her own page on psychytalk.net. She's officially a host now. We'll be on together in 2 weeks on a Monday, and you can call in then. But go over to psychytalk.net/Sharona, and it's got all her contact information. And how do people visit you in the spa? Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Well, right now I'm not taking any new clients because I've been very busy. And I have been concentrating primarily on my spiritual practice, which is reading the cards. I make, you know, crystal prescriptions where I'm very much into crystals and essential oils. So the best way to get in touch with me, I am there on the website. You can shoot me over an email, and we will get in touch.
Alrighty then. So the best way to get in contact with Sharona is at psychictalk.net/Sharona. Let's spell Sharona for everyone. SHARONAH. Sharona. Well, Sharona, it was...
Like to say it, she's Sharon. Ah.
Oh, gosh. Well, it really was delightful talking to you today, Sharona, as always. And I, you know, so happy to have you as an IAAP member. Folks, check
Thank
out angelpractitioners.com/IAAP and find out all about the benefits. And you can become a member, too, just like Sharona. And it's just half price now for the year, only $47 for the entire year with a laundry list of benefits. And don't forget about our awesome, crazy summer 44 sale, only $44 for the Certified Angel Practitioner course, for the Angelic Numerology and Tarot course, and for readings and numerology reports with Dax, all just $44 each. What is it again, Dax? PsychicTalk.net/summer44, I believe, is the link.
That's right. That's it.
All righty. Well,
yeah.
I wish everyone a very happy, healthy, enjoyable, and fun rest of their summer. And like I said, I'll be back on with some impromptu shows over on our old Blog Talk channel, Angelic Realms Radio. And I'll be taking your calls. And for free mini readings, angel messages, and little chat about different interesting topics. And we'll be back again. I'll be back with Dax on a regular basis come October 2018. And we will be live on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I'm looking forward to that come October.
It was great, Sharona and Maria. Sharona,
thank you.
I will be talking to you on air in 2 weeks. I'm excited.
Fabulous.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Bye, everybody.
We'll you on the air
power.
Again, Sharona. Bye-bye, everyone. Yeah, it's angel power.
Angel
blessings.
Yeah.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.